This is Ozarks at Large. Jonathan Williams' first book is titled The Road to Happiness. If the poems inside his first book do indeed travel the road of happiness, there are obstacles on the way to the destination. Funerals, faded and jaded love, the threat of mold in the home, and mathematics. The collection is a brilliant compound of things bleak and profound. For locals, and Jonathan lives in Fayetteville, there is an ode to the inhabitants of Rogers Wreck and the mood at Common Grounds, both on Dixon Street. Mena is also the setting for more than one poem. His words take us camping in the Washington National Forest and into the mind of a man who no longer wants to be in his marriage. Jonathan will read from The Road to Happiness Friday night at Nightbird Books at 7. Jonathan Williams is with me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
The Road to Happiness.
Yeah.
Is bumpy based on the contents of this book.
Yeah, if it even exists in the first place. I'm suspicious. It's there some days.
Is that the nucleus here? Is the sort of desire to find happiness and what can get in the way?
I don't. Maybe. I go back and forth on this. One of the reasons I chose that title is because I don't know. There are a lot of times when I feel like I don't even have a working definition for happiness. It's one of those big concepts we throw around, but I'm suspicious of anything that you can't define. And I, most days, can't define it. I think it's also problematic because it's one of those words you only ever think about when you feel like you might not be, in fact, happy.
That if you're happy, you don't stop and say, I'm happy?
Well, sure. And if you're happy, you probably don't write poems.
That was going to be my next question because
you shouldn't.
My favorite poems in here are often the ones that are the, for lack of a better descriptor, sad. Or at least, at the very least, supremely melancholy.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that. The thing is, I feel, I don't know if conflicted is the right word, or maybe guilty is a better one, but, you know, it's not like that many terrible things have ever happened to me. You know, I was well taken care of as a child. My parents love me. My family loves me now. At least I think. They keep letting me come home. You know, there are so many lives I could have had that would have been so much worse than the one that I do have. So to spend, God, how long did I spend? To spend 4 years writing, like you said, a lot of not so happy poems is certainly something you should think about if you do it, I suppose, is the nice way to put it. But I also think, and I think I know a lot of writers who would agree with me, joy is so hard to write about.
What I find so interesting in The Road to Happiness is there are a couple of characters we meet again and again. There's a narrator who talks about his father. And I don't think I'm giving too much away, but the father is ill and then dies. And another is a character who is married very young. And by all accounts has a wonderful wife, but he's not in love with her. Where do these characters come from?
Well, I suppose, I mean, all of them have something in common with me. It sounds kind of trite to say that they're parts of me, but maybe that's true. We share certain experiences we don't share. But a lot of these poems have, you know, they start with biography. They almost never end there, I guess I should say that. When you talk about a poem, of course, you talk about the narrator or the speaker rather than necessarily the author. So they start with some of my experiences, and I think most typically from there they did take on a life of their own away from me. I was surprised to sort of find that happening. It actually worried me. I remember going to my advisor when I was a graduate student, because I wrote most of this book when I was a graduate student, the creative writing program, and asking him, because I'd been a journalist before. I mean, I'd been a journalist and a magazine writer before. And I remember I walked into his office and I said something like, it's okay to, you know, to basically depart from the facts, you know. And he looked at me like I was kind of an idiot, which was a stupid question.
But if you've been trained as a journalist, you're not to deviate from the facts at all.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I came from that background, and I was suspicious of that need to depart from what was purely factual to make the poem matter, maybe is the way to put it. But it turns out that the amazing thing about poetry as a genre is that is that it does liberate you from what is purely factual, and that if you don't make that leap, as a matter of fact, you're probably not doing a very good job.
Well, I mean, it's, I know that I've talked to songwriters before who will write a song in the first person, and they say, it's a story. I'm not telling you my life story. And while there might be an element in there, this is a story.
Sure.
Is that what is happening with those poems?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, like I said, I haven't really written songs with any frequency, so I don't know what that process is like. But I was really surprised at how quickly that other voice took on a life of its own, mm-hmm. and had things that it wanted to say. And I don't mean to disavow responsibility, because obviously I was writing this stuff down. There comes a point, if you want the poems to live, I think, and if you want the book to live, then you have to let it do what it wants to do. And as a writer, you don't always know what that's going to be, and it often feels very, it often feels surprising. I mean, I was very often surprised by where these poems ended, and in my experience, that's how you know you might have written something decent.
You know, Katrina Vandenberg, who wrote the foreword,
an amazing
a wonderful
lady.
Forward.
Oh God, I know. I will never be able to repay her. I sent her this email, and I sort of braced myself that she would say, "No, I'm sorry, I'm really busy," because you know I've admired her work for many years, and then she said yes right away, and I almost fell out of my chair.
Well, she didn't just say yes, too. I mean, it's a wonderful foreword. And I thought this too when I read the title poem, but you know, she says you're somewhat reminiscent of James Whitehead. No higher compliment I can imagine for an Arkansas-born poet.
No, it was a huge compliment, and then every time I read that, I get slightly nauseous because it is so wonderful, and the bar set that high makes me really uncomfortable. But thanks to Katrina, I'll never be able to thank her enough.
Well, the poem I read that independently of what Katrina had written, because I hadn't read what she had written yet. That made me think of that analogy was the title poem. Do you mind if you...
Oh, the title poem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be careful next time I walk by Rogers, but...
For those who don't know or who have never been inside Rogers Rec, it is a legendary bar on Dixon... Well, you can't really get to it from Dixon Street anymore. You have to go behind Dixon Street. And really, you don't... If you just don't want to ever step inside of Rogers... You don't have to now because of this poem.
Again, a high bar here. Yeah, so this is the title poem, The Road to Happiness. The road to happiness ends for some at Rogers Rec, in shuffleboard and cigarettes near the beer-only bar. They're men who don't mind stained shirts or rings in the toilet bowl, who went out one night for diapers and never came home. It's a strength to know yourself. That's what we're told. And if it leads you only here, the jukebox stuck on Skinner, the lost and found of prepaid cell phones, the dollar pitchers every Tuesday a.m., well, better that than the dinner table drone of doctor's appointments and report cards, Little League games and church potlucks, all subsumed beneath a sudden batting wind, as of a man falling from a precipice, a plane.
The name of the book is The Road to Happiness, 7 o'clock Friday night at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time.
Thank you.